Good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised and adored. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. My name is Pastor P.I.T. Monique, and we give the Lord God glory and honor for brand new mercies and opportunities to seek his face once again. We welcome you, you and you, to the prophetic prayer call on this morning. We are in the month of September, the ninth month of the year, and the very first Monday in the month of September for our prophetic prayer call this morning. Apostle Dawn is our speaker for this morning. She goes without needing any introduction, for she has been imprinted in all of us on this line. But before I introduce her, we will open up in prayer and set the atmosphere for the Lord to speak to us through his servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before your mighty throne. We bow down before you, giving your name all the glory and honor that is due unto you, O God. You alone are righteous. You alone are worthy to receive glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Father God, for an open heaven, Lord God, where your oil is flowing among your people, O God. On this line this morning, O God, we pray, O God, for a prophetic flow that you would speak, O God, to our hearts, that you would equip and empower, Lord God, that you would download, Lord God, to your people, O God, on this morning, O God, as your prophetic vessel comes forth to minister, Lord God. Prepare our hearts and prepare our minds to receive from heaven. Father, we come in alignment. Your earthen vessels come into alignment with heaven, that your flow, Lord God, will meet us, O God, that your word, Lord God, will penetrate, that your word, Lord God, will equip, that your word, Lord God, will cause us to arise and shine. Oh God, Father, we thank you in this season, in this hour, at this time, you, Lord God, are calling forth, Lord God, your prophetic and apostolic vessels to go forth in the earth, Lord God, in power and might, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, to reclaim, Lord God, to strategize, to download, Lord God, to rise and shine, Lord God. Use your vessel on this morning, oh God, to speak, Lord God, with anointing, with fire, and with power. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God, that we can seek your face. We thank you, O God, for an open heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for moving us into another realm, Lord God. We thank you for our ears to hear you clearly and precisely. We thank you, Lord God, for understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for our hearts being open, Lord God, and penetrable by your word, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. May everyone that is listening on the line now, Lord God, receive what you have for them, and those that will listen on the playback, may they be encouraged, may they be equipped, may they be ignited, may they be a flame that burns and causes us all to arise and shine and give you glory, for our glory has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say great morning to you, and I want to introduce, she goes without any introduction, Apostle Dawn. She is the visionary of this powerful prophetic prayer call. She's the visionary of women in ministry and marketplace, new creations, Christian ministries, KITC, apostles and prophets, Kingdom Alliance. She is a woman of God, a woman of standard, a woman of integrity, mentor, author, mother, grandmother, prophet of the living God, and the list and the anointing goes on and on over her life. Prepare your hearts and your minds and your souls to receive what thus saith the Lord through this mighty woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Apostle Dawn, for your yes, for your obedience unto the Lord, and for all that he is doing in you and through you, and all that is proceeding out of you in the earth in this season. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, Prophet in Training, Monique. I praise God for you. Oh, my goodness, you are a powerful and great woman of God. You who serve with your husband, Bishop and Apostle coming forth at Precious Cornerstone in Bowie, Maryland. Praise God. And I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed and connected, I believe, over 10 years now, and how you continue to just say yes to the Lord. I thank you for partnering with Women in Ministry of Marketplace, with WIM, being a blessing to me, to my family, and to the body of Christ everywhere. Praise God. Thank God for you. Also a part of my prophetic prayer team that meets once a month, and I just thank God for you, great woman of God. Amen. God bless everyone on this morning as we are in this first Monday of September. And I know we have some, some conflicting words because we're preparing our hearts and minds to enter into the Hebrew New Year, 5787. Yet God has already shared with me how I am to flow into this new year. He had already said, mantled for more, the year of the Lord's release. But I'm going to hold that until January, praise God, and stay with Arise and Shine. And so on this morning, bless the Lord, I am not going to be before you long, hallelujah, but I do want to share what I believe the Lord has called me to release on today. And I know that there are so many others that are praying and interceding during this hour all around the world. Hallelujah. So Heavenly Father, I do come to you right now in the precious mighty name of Jesus. Father, I do thank you and praise you and bless you and honor you and magnify you and lift you up, Father. You are the one. You are the great I am. You are the one in whom we live and move and have our very being. You are the one that speaks and men live. You are the one that speaks and causes things to come into existence. You are the one that declares a thing and tells us that we can also declare a thing and it shall be established. And so I thank you, Father, for the authority that you have placed within the sons of God, that you have placed within us, those who call upon the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the anointed one, the Christ, the Messiah. And so I thank you, Father, for speaking, Lord, speaking so clearly to our hearts and our minds, not just today, but every day, Lord God, and how you're causing us to come into realignment and alignment with your will, with your purposes, with your plans, God. Thank you, Father, for binding the hand of the enemy who would come to kill and to steal and to destroy and to distract and to depress. We bind him on today in the name of Jesus with cords, the cords of the blood of the Lamb. We bind him and we release healing and wholeness. We release freedom and liberty. We release sight to the blind and unstopping of deaf ears. We release a softening of the heart of the spirit, my God. And I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Thank you for everyone that has come onto the line and those that will listen to the playback. Thank you again, hallelujah, for the woman of God that opened us up on this morning. Amen, hallelujah, amen. And so the Lord has given me this word from Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. But I'm just going to start with verses 1 through 2, and the Lord was saying, the third day is here. Hosea 6, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. And so the Lord is saying, return, God will heal us, come, and let us return to the Lord. The prophetic call is return. What God has allowed to be torn, he will heal. What has been stricken, he will bind up. A lot of times when the tearing comes, when the shaking comes, when the pruning comes, we immediately think that this is not God, that this must be the enemy just coming to disrupt what God is doing. But God reminded me, even on yesterday, when we are locked into him and then we find ourselves not being locked or in sync or aligned with him, it could just be that he's wanting to take us into this new place where he is processing and building and strengthening all the revelation that he has released to us. We receive the word, but then we have to apply the word. We receive the word, then we have to live out the word. We receive the word, but then we have to walk in it. We have to believe it. We have to become it. And so there are times when it may feel like the Lord is against us because he allows us to be torn, that he may heal us. And whatever has been stricken, he said he would bind us up. So your wound is not your ending. God is healing what was torn. He's binding what was broken, and he's restoring what was wounded. Restoration is, again, one of the words that God keeps speaking, that the people of God are being restored. We are being restored to his original intent. We're coming into a new awakening, a new awareness of who he is and who we are in him. And I know it sounds so simplistic, but for many, that is a foreign thing. For many, they are perplexed. They don't understand. They are wandering. They're confused. They have so much going on that nothing is happening. But God says in this time, in this season, return to me and I will heal you. Come, he's saying, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God says, revive. He's reviving us. God is breathing life again. He said, after 2 days, he will revive us. The 2 days represent a measured season. It's a time of discipline, of correction, and preparation, but not abandonment. His chastening has a limit, but his covenant faithfulness remains forever. 2 days, picture a brief, measured period of discipline followed by certain restoration. We know that the Lord's chastening never lasts a moment longer than necessary. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so here, this reviving speaks of revival. Revival is literal. God promises. He promises to breathe life back here in the scripture to a nation, the nation of Israel, that he lovingly allowed to be wounded. He had torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. That was the prophetic word that Hosea released in chapter 6. And personally, the promise reaches every believer who may be without spiritual strength. The same God who revives the spirit of the lowly promises to act swiftly when we repent. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The surety of this timetable, after 2 days, then on to the third day, stresses his covenant faithfulness. If he puts a date on it, he will keep it. To revive is to rekindle, restart, revitalize, resuscitate, and renew with fresh vigor. God promises to breathe life back into what has become spiritually brittle, spiritually weak, and spiritually weary. He does not merely patch us up. He brings us back to life. Hallelujah. And if God has established the timing, he will keep his covenant promise. Brittle and dry places, we know, are receiving breath. The wind of God is blowing. Speak to the wind. Prophesy to the wind. Cause the dry bones to come alive, to live, to connect, to come together, to stand and arise. Weak places are receiving strength. What became dormant is being awakened. There is revival coming to the people of God. And remember, revival is not just a three-day event. Yes, that's part of a revival. It's part of a consecrated time where we come together to seek the face of God. Yet there is a revival coming to the people of God on a personal level, on a deeper level, where God is pulling us deeper into his presence. He's pulling us behind the veil. He's pulling us and calling us to come up higher. Hallelujah. Come into the secret place. Come into the spiritual realms where the deep things of God are being revealed and released and discussed. Come into the place where the counsel of the Lord, my God, is being revealed. My Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord God. And he is saying, raise, raise. God is lifting us into resurrection life. On the third day, Hosea says, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Hosea moves from revive to raise. The third day points prophetically to divine intervention and fulfillment. Ultimately, we know, fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ rose again the third day according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Luke 24:46 says, then he said to them, Jesus said to them, those who were walking on the road of Emmaus, who stopped to talk to him, he stopped to talk to them. He says, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Because he rose, those united with him share in resurrection life and newness of life. Christ's literal bodily resurrection guarantees, first for Israel, that she will stand on her feet after a long burial among the nations. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. I'm in Ezekiel 37. They indeed say our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Jesus, my God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, says the Lord. My God, somebody even on today, my God, Lord, the Lord is calling you out of your grave, just as he said to Lazarus, come forth, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This sickness, the Lord says, is not unto death, but that God may be glorified in your situation. Hallelujah. So arise and come forth out of the grave. And second, everyone united with Christ will share his resurrection life now and in the age to come. Romans 6. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hosea moves from revive to raise, which is that victory over death itself. The progression points to the full sweep of salvation. God doesn't merely patch us up. He lifts us up and out of the grave. There is a lifting. There is an elevation coming to the people of God. And this goes beyond that elevation from one prophetic title to the next, from one responsibility to the next, from one accountability to the next. This is a dynamic and unique elevation that God is bringing to the people of God. Why does God revive? Why does God raise? So that we may live and not merely exist under the favor, radiance, and nearness of his approving gaze, joyful presence, and gracious countenance forever. God is not calling you just to live. He is calling you to have that abundant life that Christ died for. He doesn't want you to just merely exist. He wants you to walk in the fullness, and we know that walk in the New Testament means to live. So when we say we walk by faith, we're saying we live by faith, not that we're making movement. It is our life. We live by faith and not by sight. We are not merely existing. We are in a supernatural, dynamic experience with God, that our daily life is representative of the resurrection power that dwells on the inside of us. Hosea foretold this 800 years beforehand, yet God tied Israel's future restoration to the definitive third day event of history. The third day, representing divine intervention or fulfillment of prophecy. God doesn't just revive you to return you to where you were. He raises you to where he has called you to be. So don't go back to what he has pulled you out of. Don't go back to where he has rescued you from. There is a lifting coming. There is an elevation coming. There is a raising up coming. There is resurrection life coming. And the purpose is not merely that we exist, but that we may live in his sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hosea moves from revive to raise. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight, emphasizing a life that is conscious of God's presence 24/7, a presence that is aligned with his will and reflective of his holiness. In Genesis 17:1, God commands Abram, walk before me and be blameless. This directive establishes the expectation of living with an awareness of God's presence and striving for moral integrity. The Apostle Paul echoes this in Colossians 1:10, urging believers to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Living in God's sight involves a commitment to holiness and righteousness. 1 Peter 1 calls believers to holiness, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, because I am holy. This call to holiness is not just about external behavior. This call involves a transformation of the heart and mind, as we read in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit plays a vital role in enabling us to live in God's sight. Galatians 5:16 encourages believers to walk by the Spirit, and we will not satisfy the desires of the flesh. Maintaining a life in God's sight involves regular prayer and communion with him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing, which creates a continuous awareness of God's presence and dependence on his guidance. Through prayer, we align our hearts with God's purpose and we seek his strength to live righteously. Without prophetic vision, we cast off restraint. Hebrews 10 says that we are to encourage one another to maintain regular fellowship with other believers because it provides encouragement, correction, and support in this pursuit of a life pleasing to God. Hallelujah. The third day is here. God is raising his people up, not merely to survive, but to live in his presence, under his favor, and in the fullness of his purpose. And so I declare to you, the season of wounding is giving way to healing. The season of weakness is giving way to revival. And the season of burial is giving way to resurrection. Hosea 6, verse 3, from the Amplified Bible. So let us know and become personally acquainted with him. Let us press on to know and understand fully the greatness of the Lord, to honor, heed, and deeply cherish him. His appearing is prepared and is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us in salvation, like the heavy rain, like the spring rain watering the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for reviving us, Father. I thank you, Lord, for calling us to return to you, that you will heal us, that in our returning that we would repent, Father, that we would repent of turning to our own devices, to our own understanding, to our own ability, and Father, that we would return to you, that we would come to you, that we would reason with you, and that you would wash us, you would purge us, you would purify us, you would cause us to come into this place where we were torn to be healed, where we were stricken, that you would bind up our wounds, and that you would bring a greater level of restoration and healing and renewal to our souls, to our bodies, to our spirits. God, that you would revive us, that you would breathe life into us again. Hallelujah, that you who have disciplined and corrected and prepared us, but not forsaken us, not forgotten about us, not abandoned us, but that you would cause weeping that endured for a night to become joy in the morning, that revival is here, that you are resuscitating us, you are renewing us, you are revitalizing us, you are giving us fresh fire, fresh vigor, new strength. You are bringing us back to life. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your promises are sure, that your covenant is real, that you are not one to break your promises. You are a promise keeper. If you said that you will do these things, you will bring it to pass. And so, Father, I thank you. I thank you. Not only are we arising, you are the one that's raising us up. You are the one that's lifting us up. You are the one that's calling us to come out of the grave, to come out of the cave, to be able to live in your sight. You're raising us up, Father God, even as you raised Christ from the dead. You're giving us newness of life. You're breathing new life into us. You said that the former things are gone. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do this new thing in us, for us, so that you can then do this new thing that you want in the earth through us, oh God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father, that we are united with you in death. And because of that, we will be united with you in your resurrection. Thank you, God, that the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, and that you, God, will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power, your power that works within us. God, cause your people to tap into your power. Cause your people to work your power. Cause the power of God to be so eminent within us, Father, that we can come out of whatever was trying to hold us bound and captive, that we would be free, God. Hallelujah, to live in your sight, to live for you, to live the abundant life, no longer trapped, no longer bound, no longer ensnared by the tricks and the schemes of the enemy and people who don't mean us any good, but God, that you would release us, Father, to live in your sight, that the same power would break every yoke, your anointing power would break and destroy every yoke, and that you, God, would remove heavy burdens. Even on this morning, Lord God, those that may be carrying heavy burdens, Father, that they will just release them, Lord, that they will cast them on you, that they will tap into your power and know that you have given them authority. Hallelujah, to say no. You've given them power to say no to sin, to say no to the devil, that you've given us power, hallelujah, to overcome, to walk in victory. We are victory because of you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you've caused us to be seated with you in heavenly places, positionally, yet in our experience, cause us to know that, God, that even as we are in the earth, Lord, we're still seated with you in heavenly places, far away, above all principalities and powers, my God. So thank you, Father, for the authority that you've given unto us, that if we declare a thing, it will be established. Hallelujah. So thank you, Father, for the lifting. Thank you that elevation is here. Elevation is coming, that there is a raising up, that we will no longer live on a low level. We will no longer keep our heads bowed down. We will no longer just merely exist, but we will live the abundant life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So I thank you, Father. I thank you for your promises. They are yea and amen. I thank you, Father God, that you will not break your covenant with your people. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have healed us by Jesus' stripes. We are healed. And I thank you, Father, that we're going to continue to walk in our healing, in this newness of life, that we're going to surrender to you daily. Hallelujah. As you are calling us up higher. Come into this secret place with me, says the Lord. Come into this place of consecration. Come into this place not only of safety, but of revelation. Deeper revelation in God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The line is open. Praise God. Please respond to the word. Please pray on this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we go ahead.
Almighty God, we thank you, Father God, for you speaking so expressly to our hearts. So, God, we thank you, Father God, for your promises of yes and amen, Father God. We thank you for revival. We thank you, Lord God, for the elevation. We thank you, Father, for drawing us into the deep, Lord God. We come against the spirit, oh God, and bind up the spirit of distractions and discouragement and distress, Lord God, that would try to get in the way of us experiencing revival, that would try to get in the way of us going into the secret place, into going and seeking your counsel, Lord God, and going behind the veil, Father. We thank you for your servant you have used on this morning to encourage, to ignite, Lord God, to equip, Lord God, to speak expressly to our hearts, oh God, that we shall live and not die, that we shall live and not just exist, that we shall walk in abundance of life, but most importantly, may we make ourselves available unto you, oh God, to experience, Lord God, you on another level, a level we've never experienced before. Cause us, Lord God, to reach for you, to experience your revival, to reach, oh God, and experience, Lord God, your coming forth in the earth for such a time as this, oh God. Lift up, Lord God, your servant. Pour back into her, Lord God. Use her for your glory, Lord God, even more today, oh God. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. And Lord God, we even thank you for your chastening. May we not withdraw from you when you chasten us, Lord God, but may we draw even closer to you because you love us and you care. We thank you for the second day, and we bless your name for the third day. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for power. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your love, Lord God. Bind up the spirit of disobedience. Bind up the heart and the mind of idolatry, oh God. And bind up pride, oh God. May we walk in humility and wisdom. Walk, Lord God, submitted unto you and committed totally to you, oh God, that Lord God, you will revive us, refresh us, restore us, build us, and use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Truly, Lord God, the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. God, I just come, Lord God, to just give you praise, come to lift up your name, to thank you for being Lord, being King, being prophet, priest. Lord God, being ruler, Lord God, hallelujah, God, reigning, Lord God, hallelujah, in our lives, God, keeping us, Lord God, being a keeper, God, thank you for being a keeper. Thank you, Lord God, for being the restorer, Lord God, repair of the breach. God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're preparing, oh God, you are repairing. You're preparing and you're repairing. God, thank you for the repair. Thank you, Lord God, for preparing us, oh God, for such a time as this. For we, Lord God, hallelujah, God, continue to lift up your name. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being, Lord God, everything we need, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are making every rough edge smooth, Lord God, every crooked edge straight, Lord God. You are doing this. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're taking us, Lord God, deeper, oh God, in the things, oh God, that you have given into our charge, God. We thank you, Lord God, for even revelation coming now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for understanding and knowledge, God. We thank you for the wisdom, Father, but we thank you for building character, God, building strength, building tenacity, God, and building even our stance, oh God, that for God we live and for God we die. Father, we surrender even the more into your will today. Father, we pray, God, hallelujah, for the apostles and the prophets and, oh God, your kingdom, Lord God. We pray, God, for every teacher, every leader, Lord God, every evangelist, Lord God, and every pastor, God. We pray, God, that all hands come on deck. Father, we pray, God, for the backslider. God, we pray for those, oh God, hallelujah, God, who have, oh God, hallelujah, for whatever reason, strayed away, God. We pray, Lord God, oh, that they come on now, come in now. Father, we, Lord God, lift our hands, oh God, and we invite them in, oh God, prophetically, Lord. We say, come, 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 hallelujah, God. Come, come, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for, oh God, you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, giving us a mind, Lord God, to work, Lord God, while it's day, God. And while we're working in the day, Father, help us to pray continually, God. And you told us to pray without ceasing, God. Father, we pray, God. We pray, God, hallelujah, your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven. Father, we pray, God, that we align ourselves to you the more, God, that your will be done, Lord God, that we won't get caught up in what we think needs to happen, God, but we will just do that what you have given us to do. Charge us even the more, God, as we charge and slay our enemies, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ability, the tenacity, God, your word, Lord God, hallelujah, that fights for us, your word that defends us, oh God, your word, Lord God, that builds us and help us, oh God, hallelujah, that we'll be able to, oh God, look straight, Lord God, that we won't look to the left or to the right, but we will keep our eyes stayed on you. Oh God, thank you. Oh God, for you, Lord God, made heaven and you made earth. You know what's going on. You know all the things, oh God, all the things, oh God, that are happening, God. You know them before, Lord God, we even see them. You know them before we even understand them, Lord God. And so, Father, we cast every care unto you, Father. We lay every weight aside, Lord God. Hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God, that our burden is light, Lord God, that we have no false burdens. We don't carry, oh God, no false burdens, that our burden is light, because you, Lord God, have won this victory for us. You have won this battle for us, and so we thank you that all things are working together for our good this day. Father, we thank you for this day called Labor Day. All around the world, most people are celebrating, Father, but as we celebrate, thank you, Father, for the rest. The rest you give us this day, the comfort you give us this day, the ability, Lord God, to be with our family, and whatever you have us to do this day, help us, Lord God, to rest in you even the more. Help us, Lord God, to yield, Lord God, hallelujah, God, to what you will have for us this day and every day, God. Let us yield, let us rest in you, knowing, Lord God, that you, oh God, hallelujah, withhold no good thing from us. And so, Father, we receive, Lord God, our goodness today. We receive the good thing that you're doing in our life. We receive you, God. Hallelujah, God. And we clear the path, Lord God, that you bring us good news. You bring us good news all day long, God. Bring us good news. Bring us good news. And let us be the good news. Let us be, Lord God, hallelujah, that light, Lord God, that hope that someone needs today. Father, may they look upon us, oh God, and see you. May they smile. May they receive joy. May they receive laughter today as we rest in you, oh God. We thank you for this day called Labor Day, Lord God, that our labor of love is in you, oh God. And may we share that abroad, oh God. And may all, oh God, that are heavy become light. And all those, oh God, are trouble, oh God, receive your shalom peace. And all the burdens be lifted amongst, oh God, hallelujah, be away from your people today. Lord God, it's in your name, Jesus, I pray and I apply the blood to every situation and every prayer. Oh God, and thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we just thank you that you do all things well, that you do all things perfect, that nothing is obscure to you, Father, but you have placed every single
prayer, every single scripture, every single work in your perfect alignment, Father, as you have brought your daughter to the third day in Jose today, and that was resonating so much in my spirit on last week. So, Father, thank you for the confirmational word. Thank you, Father, because many of us are coming out of a season where it looked like everything died, or we were required to lay down that which was very difficult, the works of our hands or the works of ministry or family or marriages or whatever it was that you had called for. And Father, thank you that you are letting us know that it wasn't what the enemy did, it wasn't what the enemy stole, it wasn't what the enemy took. But thank you, Father God, that it was a perfect sacrifice, and you said that you have scattered and now you will gather. You have torn, but now you will heal, now you will repair. And Father, we thank you so much for that comforting word. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that it aligns perfectly in the timing of the Hebraic calendar as we are closing out the month of Elul. And if it is a season of preparation, repentance, returning, and drawing near to God. And thank you, Father, that as we enter in and we have sought your face, returning, repenting, aligning, repairing relationships, preparing our hearts, seeking your face, hearing the sound of your shofar, and making ready what is next for us. Thank you, Father, that on September 11th, we will enter into Rosh Hashanah. It really is the third day. Thank you, Father, Rosh Hashanah, the great awakening to hear your sound once again, to turn and remember the covenant and every word, Hadabashe, every promise that you have spoken. What did God say? To return and come back to our divine positioning with you, to repent, examine our hearts, receive cleansing, hallelujah, and to change directions if necessary, to make sure that we are in sync with you. And the last thing that Apostle said, we will be resurrected. We will be revived again, hallelujah. On the third day, you will revive us. It means to live, to be restored, no more weak, no more lifeless, and to begin again with the new life in the new year with you. So, Father, we bless your name and we praise you, and we enter in. We don't even know. It might look like a shadow. It might look dark. It might not look like your light, but we will look, Heavenly Father, for that glimpse, and we will follow that glimpse into your glory. So we praise you, and we thank you, and we declare afresh and anew that we trust you in this third day resurrection. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen and amen and amen.
Good morning, Father. We thank you for just allowing us to see another day, keeping our eyes on you. Thank you for allowing us to sleep, Lord God, the last time we slept, to wake up with our minds on you. I thank you for giving Apostle Dawn the strength, Lord God, the resilience, Lord God. Thank you for choosing and calling and keeping and comforting, Lord God, and just imparting and down your ways, Lord God, your direction. Thank you for fathering her, Lord God. Even sometimes, whether she would know it or not in her daily life, as we say, life is lifing, Lord God. But I thank you for helping her to just stand strong and to just keep coming back to you, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, bless her in new and mighty, marvelous ways as only you can do, Lord God. She's your daughter, she's your queen, she's your chosen one, Lord God. And she's definitely called for the ministry that you have given to her, Lord God. Bless her to receive her helpers, Lord God, in whatever way they come, Lord God. And allow her to just keep her eyes on you, continue to just grow and to receive your words, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the Goliaths
Lord God, the Judases you put in our lives, Lord God. Thank you that there was one that I was in touch with recently, Lord God, and you just had me to know overnight, actually, Lord God, that this person is a Goliath and a Judas in my life, Lord God. But thank you for allowing me to see that I have been strengthened, Lord God. Thank you for giving me the scripture, Joshua 1, verse 9. Have you not commanded to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's the New International Version. And I speak that to everyone on the line, even those that would listen to the playback, Lord God, to just share that with others. Because sometimes you allow Goliath to come into our lives. You set us up to be betrayed, Lord God, by others, Lord God, or those that we trust, Lord God. But you are there. Your Holy Spirit is within us. Your Holy Spirit is around us, Lord God. Your word is present, Lord God. Your Son is risen, Lord God, to just take us through and to help us to, as the apostle mentioned, heal. And I just ask that you would allow that balm to come swiftly when we need it, Lord God, so we can just keep walking in your ways. And even those that have given up your leadership, Lord God, and even your called ones, Lord God, I just ask that you would send them a strength that surpasses their understanding, Lord God. Allow them to just search the scriptures even one more time, Lord God, and just find that tenacity, Lord God, that would give them the light that they need to follow and keep their eyes on, Lord God, and not look at even their brokenness, Lord God, in any way, Lord God. I thank you for this ministry, the ministry, Lord God, and I thank you for just being who you are. In Jesus' name, continue to strengthen us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we come on this morning to give your name all glory and honor and praise. We thank you, O God, because there is no one like you. You are the God of all gods. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is no one greater than you. You have all power in your hands. So we thank you on this morning for coming to visit us and for allowing us to feel your presence on this morning. Father, we thank you for the word that came forth on this morning through Apostle Don. We thank you for how she spoke with clarity and authority, God. We give your name praise because everything that was spoken pertains to us, God, and it was for us, God. It was a timely word. We thank you, God, for the third day and everything that it represents, God. We stand on it in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, that you cause your word to come to pass in every one of our lives, Lord. We thank you for Apostle Dawn and everything that she stands for, God. We ask right now that you bless her like never before, God. Father, we thank you that she said that we could speak to the wind and the wind would obey our word, God. So we thank you, oh God. Oh my God, I thank you right now, God. I hear you, Lord. You said that you're going to place Apostle Dawn's name in the wind, God, and the wind is going to carry her name into places that will not normally acquire the things of God, and she's going to establish your name in those places. Father, we thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do in her life. We thank you, oh God, that you're going to reward her faithfulness and her obedience to you, God. We thank you, oh God. We speak right now to everyone under this on this call, God. We ask right now that you do everything that you have called them to do, everything that you have placed in their life, oh God, that you have purposed for them, God. We thank you that it shall be done, oh God, that the word that came forth, that the power that was in the word is going to bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We speak to the wind and we say, have your way, and we move in the name of Jesus. We we move wherever God tells us to go. We move in your name, Lord, and we know that all things are done well because you make no mistakes. It is in Jesus' mighty name that we pray, and we give you praise, God. We say thank you and glory to your name in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you and thank you, Lord God, so much. God, you are so faithful. We thank you, Father God, that we, oh God, have heard from you this morning, Father, from your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, for the confirmations, Lord. God, the strengthening of your word, Father. Even, God, on this very day, Lord God, a day, God, a holiday called Labor Day. Lord God, where you are, God, reminding us, that we are to enter into your rest, O God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there remains a rest, Father, for the people of God. We are not like all other people, God. We are your people. We are your holy habitation. We are your royal priesthood, God. God, there's something different you want to do in our lives. There's something different you want to display in us and through us, around about us, as a result of us, oh God. And so, Father, even on this Labor Day, God, we thank you for this word, oh God, of renewal, of reviving, of resurrection, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we enter into your rest today. We enter into the third day. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, in Hebrews 4:11, it says, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. Hallelujah. Lest anyone, hallelujah, fall according to the same example of disobedience. Father, it is in rest, oh God, Lord God, that we stay in alignment with you, to hear your voice, oh God, and to obey your command. Oh God, we thank you for the glory, God, that is being revealed in your sons and daughters. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that this time, oh God, of divine connection with you, God, has aligned us, oh God, to become divine connectors between heaven and earth. And Lord, now, God, the connection, oh God, the scepter, oh God, that you place before us becomes the sword of the Lord, oh God. And we thank you, God, that the tip of the sword is the crown. And God, we thank you, Father, for your crowning glory upon your sons and daughters. God, for refreshing, renewing, and reviving. God, I pray, Lord, for each and every one of us, oh God. God, that you continue, oh God, Father, for you lay the foundation, Lord God, of all that you want to establish. You have laid the foundation, God, by the work, oh God, of your sons and daughters that you have appointed, oh God, to be apostles and prophets, oh God. We thank you for the foundation layers, God. We ask, God, that you breathe your breath, oh God. Let your wind, your ruach, oh God, go through every portion of our being, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what is being established, Lord God, in this time, in this season. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that what you establish, oh God, it shall remain. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your kingdom, your power, and your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yeah, so, Father, we just thank you and honor you, God, for this day. We thank you, Father God, that your eyes and your heart is attentive to us, oh God, that you continue to watch over us, you continue to look upon us, you continue to show us your glory, show us your mercy, show us your love, show us the divine God, the God who is the creator of all things, continually look on us with eyes of compassion and wonder and just so much love. So, Father, we find ourselves in a position where we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time, in due season, He will exalt us. He will lift us up. He will raise us to this place. He will call us to live again, causing revival, causing the life of Christ, the abundance of Christ, to be part of the portion in which His word has declared, which is word that does not return void, but accomplishes where it's been sent. And this word has been sent to us to cause us to be refreshed in our minds, refreshed in our spirits, refreshed in our hearts, and refreshed in our all that we do and all that we are. Father God, you're causing revival, the very life of God, to take hold of the life of us, that you're returning your super back onto our natural, causing us to live again, causing us to be refreshed, to walk in the newness of life. Oh God, continue to revive our hearts, continue to revive our minds. Bring a newness to life, oh God, to us, oh God, that we may see, hear, and walk in the fullness of God, that we cast all our cares and our anxieties, our worries, our concerns, we place them into the mighty hand of God, that we may fulfill the purpose and plan that you have for us, walking in your truth, walking in the freshness of the wind, the pneuma of God blowing in the very essence of who we are, causing a refreshing, a renewing, causing a repentance, causing those things that are vital for our life and our being, that we may walk, O God, in agreement with God, that we may walk together with Him. You are causing these things to be released in our lives, and that we have a way, O God, that you make for us to be revived, to be restored, to be replenished, to be, oh God, refilled again with your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that this is a time of restoration. This is a time of renewal. This is a time of things being completed and coming back into retracing, coming back into the puzzle and the plan of God. This is a time that God is releasing in the realm of the earth, in the realm of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, for believers, for men and women of God, for those that have been set forth, called, and filled with the anointing of God to rise up and be restored, renewed, re-healed, going from death to life again. Hallelujah, that we may walk out the fullness of the course in which you have set before us, Father. We thank you, God. We take hold of you, and we take hold of Jesus. And we embrace the Holy Spirit with all that we are, that this place that we can go to, oh God, and get replenished and we get refreshed and get revived. And we go to this secret place, this place where you abide with us continuously, this place where you have called us to be renewed, refreshed, revitalized, and brought back to life again. We thank you, Father God, that this is a time of renewal. This is the time of refreshing. This is the time of power being released in the people of God. That the very life of Christ is being released and renewed and restored in the saints of God. And it's not a matter whether you're 20 years old or 80 years old. There is a refreshing of the living God being released within the believers, that is causing us to walk out in splendor, causing us to walk out in excellence, causing us to walk out in the grace of God, the love of God, and seeing through the eyes of God what the Spirit is saying. In the book of Isaiah, he says that seeds are sown in the garden. He's saying, and as they are sown, they go through the process and they go through the ability that whatever is sown in darkness finds the light of day, and it causes a fruit, it causes a blooming, it causes a revitalization. That which died in the ground is being resurrected again, being brought up again. So we have an example of it every day in our lives, and we see plants, and we see trees, and we see this, that God is causing life to come back again, and it's causing life to grow again. and he is causing the seed of Christ, this wonderful thing that he's placed in us to bloom in our hearts and cause a refreshing and renewing. It is a time of harvest in us because we're going to be accelerated. We're going to be moved quicker than we've ever thought before, and things are going to happen faster than we've ever done before, and God is going to move in us in such a great way because we have such a legacy to relieve. We have such a impartation to release. We have such a wonder of the word and the wisdom and the knowledge to release, to cause revival to hit the land, to cause understanding to be part of the people of God. For the glory of the Lord, for the knowledge, of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And so, Father, we thank you that we are partakers of this refreshing. We are third-day people, hallelujah, moved into a place of excellence, restoration, renewal, and being revived, and that we walk, Father, in life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Holy One. Cause the refreshing of your wind to blow upon us again. Cause this word to saturate us and fill us and heal us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that the oil from heaven becomes a place where everybody receives. The oil from heaven, Father, from your throne that pours from Christ Jesus, let it fill and refresh and renew and anoint us again, that we may be revived and restored. Let your life, let the life of Jesus emanate in us and out of us. And we just thank you for this time that we have come back to life and that we are here and ready and moving forward in the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, Heavenly Father, as we are closing on this morning. Bless each one. Bless each one on the line, Father, and those that will listen to the playback. May you continue to be glorified in and through our lives today and always in Jesus' mighty name. God bless everyone. Happy New Year.
God bless.